Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're betting the NFL playoffs, you need to be listening to Cash the Ticket. We're breaking down every single game, totals and sides, all the way to the big game. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Kale and Company, weekday mornings, 6 till 10.
John, he's in Roxborough, and he's up next on Talk Radio 1210. John, what's going on?
Hey, guys. It's been a long week. I hardly had any sleep. I finally got a great night's sleep last night, but I've been wanting to call in, and I wanted to thank yous, especially a thank you, big thank you to Dawn for keeping the faith, never giving up and never giving in and fighting. And to all the people that probably changed their vote, because without them, maybe we didn't do this. But this is a referendum on the Democrats, okay? It's not just about Kamala losing. They all lost. And this should send a message. I doubt it will, but it should send a message to them.
Yeah, a referendum on the last 4 years as well. And you know what? If they don't change, hopefully this continues to happen. So if they want to double down and continue on with the identity politics, I'm good with that because I think it's a losing recipe.
And if you don't mind, I got a little rebuttal for Jimmy Hypocrite.
Now, which Jimmy are we talking about? Jimmy Kimmel, Jimmy Matthews, which Jimmy? We got a lot of Jimmys here.
Jimmy Kimmel.
Okay.
Oh, good.
I hate to say his name. I call him Crumble. Let me try to hold it together here. We got our freedom back. It was a beautiful day Wednesday morning. Thank you. Thank you to everybody.
You're welcome, John.
And Mr. Crumble, have a nice life. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
All right. There he is, John in Roxborough. Emotional, happy, angry. He's running the spectrum of emotions.
The gamut, yep.
There you go.
Yeah, I think, you know, that's just it. That I think what John reflects to me is the feeling that it's almost like if you are a conservative, And maybe you're a conservative Democrat, you felt your party left you, or you're an independent, whatever that looks like. I think it's on a referendum on even more than the current progressive side of the Democrat Party. It's a referendum on the culture in American media, by which we were all basically abused and had, you know, whiplash from the media constantly. The media, really, and social media bullying anybody who didn't just follow like a sheep and do what they want.
Mm-hmm.
And so I do feel that there's this feeling of relief that, oh, thank goodness, we're going to normalize. We're going to go back to the middle like most Americans are, by the way. And that's really what we saw. It just got cray cray out there. Mm-hmm. It really did.
Yep.
And so you feel like at some point an abuse, like you're hiding and you don't want to. That's why at one point I was like, wear your MAGA hat. Riley Gaines to me was a game changer. There were so many people. Riley Gaines coming here to Montgomery County. And when she said, because there were parents who didn't want to be photographed at that meeting with Riley,
mm-hmm.
talking about Title IX, which, by the way, remember what Trump told us here on Kale and Company,
right?
Day one, that all goes away. All this nonsense with girl. That was an issue that nobody's really talking about.
Mm-hmm.
But all these parents in the suburbs, like Bucks County, that were bullied about this.
Yeah.
And they all just didn't want to deal with all the abuse and the nonsense and mm-hmm. the rhetoric. So Riley Gaines, to one mom who didn't want to be shown, as she said, they said, well, they'll cut our federal funding. The Biden-Harris administration, they'll cut the school's federal funding. What are you going to do? Riley Gaines you know, looked at her and said, call their bluff.
Yeah.
They do not want to deal with this issue. They know that's why this issue is not really in the media. Nobody right. covered anything. And I think of the like courage of Riley Gaines to make this a thing mm-hmm. and say the quiet part out loud. So many people like that.
Right.
And that is what gave me faith. But John's right. You know, the feeling is that because we have these long lines, and whether it was created or due to incompetence or whatever, the fact that people stayed in line and the fact that people checked their voter registration mm-hmm. and checked to make sure and then thought, uh-oh, I didn't get a notice. I'm going to go vote anyway.
Which, you know, very interesting flipping of a dynamic here, because in 2021, guys like DeSantis, Glenn Youngkin, they were very successful. Republicans in general were winning this initial wave of Title IX culture wars. And then it didn't materialize in the anticipated, expected red wave of 2022. Yet here now in 2024, 2 years later,
yep.
Republicans are back on the winning side of it. But we'll see also, because Dawn, you talk about it and you cover it at the grassroots level. Let's see what happens the next time school board elections come up. Because we did see the Democrats become victorious at the school board level in specific counties and jurisdictions. I'll be interested to see if that red wave trend continues when those seats are up for grabs again.
By the way, I will say this, and I'm not trying to be a wet blanket on everything, even though people accuse me of that. Dawn is correct. He said on this show to Nick Hale and Dawn Stensland in May, that day one, Title IX, all that stuff, he said mass deportations. I hope to God that the host on this radio station hold his feet to the fire if he does not do this stuff.
I will.
I hope to God you guys
he
do
will.
That.
Yes. Okay. He anything, absolutely will.
Anything,
okay.
anything that you can do technically on day one, I need done as soon as possible. You know, if it takes till February or March, so be it, you know. But I'm not going to kill him if, you know, he's
agreed.
In on Monday
agreed.
And it's not done by Wednesday.
Agreed,
but
agreed.
Yeah, that those. Now, you know, but there's different stuff, you know. The economy stuff, the cost of things, that's not going to be done in 75 days or 90 days, right? But some of that stuff, like, you know, the executive orders, the stuff at the border, the Title IX stuff that can be done with the stroke of a pen, I hope they've reached out to Pentel and Bic and all the pen companies. Get all the ink possible. Get all the paper. I don't want any supply shortages at the White House. There's work to do. And I think Tim in Ohio wants to echo those sentiments. Tim's listening from Toledo.
Yeah.
Good morning, Nick.
What's
Dawn
up, Timmy?
And Greg.
Hey, what's up, buddy?
Hey, I'm actually a Levittown guy, and I'm living and working out here in Toledo. And yeah, I mean, I'm loving the Trump wave, and I'm really loving the meltdown of the far left, all their finger-pointing and backbiting. But I think we need to be cautious, in a way, because, you know, Trump, he won some of these swing states by votes that could easily have gone the other way. Yeah. And, you know, I look at my home county of Bucks County. Trump won by, like, 1,200 votes, and so I'm hoping that he and the Republicans stay focused on the issues facing our country, those issues that got them elected, and avoid seeking revenge and retribution. I think
I
that will turn people off.
Yep,
yeah,
you know?
Agreed.
No doubt. I mean, revenge, the success will be, that's his revenge. You know, the stuff you can do on day one right away with a stroke of a pen, I want that done. But ultimately, the big things, the economy, the border, immigration, you know, on down the list. And then, you know, we talk about the, you know, draining the swamp. You would need to have 12 years to do that, right? So how does that happen? That's Trump for 4. That's presumably Vance for 8. That's a perfect hypothetical. Odds are the math of that working out is probably not in, you know, above 50%. But if it is, you know, and this whole concept of draining the swamp, look, it's going to respawn. It's going to repopulate, right? So the moment you lose, that stuff comes back. But the only way you can even get close to achieving some of that, you know, some of the stripping of the regulations, by the way, too, I want these private institutions like Harvard and Penn and these Ivy Leagues that receive federal funding. I want that stripped away for all the nonsense that they do. If they continue to do it, and we've seen, you know, the threats that are out there, I hope they follow through with that as well.
By the way, before I play this Trump clip, you want to go through some of the Bucks County towns and the Monco towns that went for Trump?
Sure. Do you still have the numbers in front of you? I trashed them.
Oh, you trashed them already?
I'll dig through the garbage on live radio. You? I'll go into a can on YouTube if you want me to. People love that. Let me do some dumpster diving live on YouTube.
Hang on.
I have them here. I can just pull them out of the trash. There's nothing but paper in here. It's not like it's like banana peels and coffee.
That's gross.
I'll pull it out for you. Look at that. I got my little trash can here.
By the way, while you're digging through the trash.
Yeah, I'll do that. Hey, whatever. I'm a
couple of stories really quick. A federal judge in Texas has just thrown out the Biden administration's attempt to legalize up to an estimated 1.3 million illegal immigrants who are married to U.S. citizens via that parole in place program.
Mm-hmm.
The Democrats dubbed it Keeping Families Together, you may recall. Some called it a political stunt because they knew it was illegal,
right.
Launched just in August. Federal judge has said it was unlawful. It exceeded the president's executive authority.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is the rule of law. I'll point out this was an executive order. There are checks and balances through the court system for any president. When they do executive orders, it goes through the courts. That will happen to Trump. It happens to every president. But I just wanted to point out these executive, you know, these executive decisions that are mm-hmm. signed, are subjected
yeah.
to the courts and to this checks and balances yeah. system that our country has.
And by the way, too, for all of the left wingers out there that say, oh my God, it's so inhumane that Trump would deport somebody and separate them from their family because they're here illegally. Let me ask you something. If I were to break into Kohl's tonight after they close.
Yeah.
And go to jail.
Yep.
What would you go for?
If I was to break into Kohl's and try to steal Sephora products for my girls, they close at 9 and it's 10:30, and the cops arrest me and send me to the joint.
Yep.
I'm going to be separated from my family. Is that inhumane? No, Nick, you broke the law. Well, it's the same thing when you enter this country illegally. So spare me your sympathy.
By the way, if you did that in Philadelphia, you wouldn't be jailed.
Sure.
I'm just saying.
I'd keep it under $1,900. I think that's the limit,
there
right?
There you go.
So Hilltown Township in Bucks County went for Trump, 6,000 to 3,700.
Okay.
How about this? Homeville Borough?
Don't even know where that is.
It's Humeville?
Humeville Borough.
Okay.
Went for Trump 356 to 280.
Wow.
Now, that is a borough I would like to be in because yeah. there's so few people there.
Right.
Ivyland, Pennsylvania went to Trump 319 to 260.
Now, these are Bucks, right?
Yeah, this is Bucks.
Okay.
Langhorne went for Harris. Langhorne Manor went for Trump.
Okay.
Lower Makefield went for Harris.
Okay.
Lower Southampton went for Trump.
Okay.
Middletown Township
yeah.
went for Trump. Middletown Township, I just said that. Milford Township went for Trump. Morrisville went for Harris.
Mm-hmm.
New Britain went for Harris.
Okay.
New Hope. Any guess?
Kamala.
Yeah. You would be correct.
Couple of Monco, by the way, real quick. Trump did really well and fought competitively in Limerick, Royersford, Lower mm-hmm. Providence, Conshohocken,
yep.
and Montgomery Township.
Their taxes, look at how many times their taxes have gone up.
What, Conchi?
Montgomery County in general.
Yeah. Harris did well in Cheltenham, Ambler, Narberth and Norristown. A little surprised with the Hispanic population in Norristown that Trump wouldn't do better there.
Yeah.
Because we saw the numbers nationally.
Newtown.
99% Harris.
Went for Harris, but not 7,400 to 5,900.
That's closer than I would have thought.
Nockamixon Township went for Trump, 1,400 to 800. Northampton Township went for Trump, 14,000 to 13,000.
Marcus Aurelius just said on Twitter, Nick's dumpster diving on YouTube is proof that Trump supporters are garbage.
Good one.
How about this? Perkasie Borough went for Trump 2,890 to 2,814.
Hmm.
Wow. That's really a swing borough.
Yeah.
Plumstead Township went for Trump 4,700 to 4,400. Quakertown.
Oh, yeah.
All right. You want to take a guess, Nick?
Well, I'll go, I don't know the numbers. I'm just going to say 65-35 Trump.
Trump 24-22. Like,
that's much closer.
2000, yeah. Richland Township. You want to take Richland?
About the same, because that's right next to Quakertown.
Trump 4,600 to 3,400.
A little bit bigger margin.
Regalsville. Would you like to hear Regalsville, Nick?
Oh, yeah, there's, down 611.
There's about 500 people there.
Yeah, we used to have our school bus used to drop people off there.
The one of the newspapers did a story on Regalsville.
It's an interesting area.
It was. This is amazing. Regalsville went for Trump 286 to 284.
Literally
two votes. Wow. In 2020, it went for Trump 268 to 265. And in 2016, it went for Trump 242 to 218. Sellersville was another close one. Went for Trump 1,296 to 1,286. It's crazy.
It is. Wow.
How about those Amish? How about Lancaster County?
I just have Bucks in Montgomery. Okay.
I saw, of all places nationally, OutKick did a story about how the Amish showed up in big numbers for Trump, but there was no numbers in the story. There was quotes, but I don't have the data.
I told you guys,
and I only knew from family and friends.
You did not miss on anything. You're more accurate than Trafalgar.
I only knew from like my women's Bible study and family and friends, and because a lot of them go out there to some of the Amish farms. And the Amish, I think the Amish represent all of us. We just want to be we want to be free. Just like John from Roxy said, we want to be free. And the Amish just want to be left alone.
Yeah.
And when they were raiding like that, oh my gosh, Amos Miller, his farm. And this was the Biden administration on a federal level.
Was
then
January of this past year, right?
Well, this year. So right after he settled with the Biden administration, the OJ, then early this year, he was raided by SWAT moving in on his farm. But that was at the state level, the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. And they shut it down. He had to go to court back and forth. Finally, they resolved and he won in court.
Mm-hmm.
But it was unbelievable. And I think for the Amish community, they're these like quiet, gentle people. They're just on a farm. They want to be left alone. And they thought this is government overreach.
Yeah.
And that's what to them, that's all they needed and they had billboards and signs they put up in their. It's basically their own version of Pennsylvania Dutch, which is like German, but then they've kind of, so it's like, Trump. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it was.
I think it was like from 2002 to about 2010.
2022.
I used to go out when I was just dating my wife at the time, and my in-laws, they would take their concession and catering business out to Strasbourg.
Cool.
For the railroad, and it was every June, and then again, I think in September, Thomas the Train would come there. And you have all the parents and the kids, and they're going to ride Thomas the Train, and you're out there, and they're selling shoe fly pie, the whole shebang.
By the way,
did you take Dylan there, Greg? Did you guys do that?
No.
Not
yet. By the way, just a few more, and then we have to break. Upper Southampton went for Trump 5,700 to 4,012. Warminster went for Trump 10,000 to 9,800. Upper Makefield went for Harris 33 to 3,000. One more here. Telford? Let's do Telford. 600 and Trump 663 to Harris 615. So it's funny, in these really, really small communities, they really are split down the middle.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing to see. That's just a sampling of Bucks County.
There you go. Do you want to do the Trump clip and pay that off now?
We should break.
All right. I promise, after the break.
Before the end of the show, we'll play this. I promise.
We got your mystery movie thing.
We got all that stuff too.
The mystery movie.
Lots of stuff to get to.
Fine.
We have a digital download of the Reagan movie, right?
There you go.
That's another chance to win it.
All right. Kale and Company, and we're back after this. But first, a word from my friends at DuckDuckGo. Oh, man, what a time of the year, right? You're just going to start searching for things for the holidays. Can I suggest the DuckDuckGo app? It's so much better than Google for so many reasons. They're not going to spy on you. They're not going to track your search results. They're not going to suppress certain things that have a political slant to it. And that's why I'm so glad that they're back. And they're back for a second time because they want to go from being great to being phenomenal, which is why they're offering the Privacy Pro package, which is a 3-in-1 subscription-based service. First of all, they're going to give you that secure VPN anytime, anywhere. Then Identity Theft Restoration. If it's ever stolen from you, guess what? They're going to help you get it back, and they're going to help to keep you safe and secure all the time. Plus, personal information removal. This is going to be so, so difficult for the hackers, the scammers, the con artists out there, because now all of a sudden, their job just got more difficult. Take advantage of this special offer now, exclusively for our listeners. You just have to go to duckduckgo.com/1210. Right there, you get a 7-day trial offer, but you have to use the code 1210, duckduckgo.com/1210. After your 7-day free trial, it's just $9.99 per month. DuckDuckGo.com/1210.
It's Kale and Company on demand from Talk Radio 1210 WPHD and the free Odyssey app.
Oh, here's the other half of our Jimmy Matthews running around in his skivvies side story next week. Chris Forsythe is with us. Chris, good morning, buddy.
Good morning, fellow Americans. I'd love to tell you. I'm working on a trailer right now. It's going to be the best trailer. It's going to be the best trailer ever.
Starting this weekend a little early.
Sean is listening right now. But,
starting his weekend a little early.
I like to give him a round for our money.
Start your weekend a little early, aren't you, Chris?
So I'm going to sound around 5:10. You want to get me on a big take Friday at 5?
What are you celebrating?
All right, but yeah, I will have a trailer up for the Jimmy Matthews run.
Love it.
By the end of the day.
Here's what we need, though, Chris. We need you to make it to next week.
Are you going to be at the Art Museum steps?
I will run the steps with Jimmy Matthews.
What?
Could you run the steps right now if you tried?
No, don't suggest that.
Oh, I could totally run the steps.
I'm just curious.
Are you kidding me? Yeah. Are you kidding me?
I run the steps better than anybody has
in the history of steps, right.
Like, what are we rocking?
I made the steps.
Yeah. What are we drinking this morning, Chris? I'm just curious.
All right, so every time someone said in chat drink, I took a sip of whiskey.
Whiskey.
A little brown liquor. I like it, brother.
I love
bourbon all day.
I love you, Chris.
Yeah, boy, I love a good little bit. Yeah, quality, a lot of quality bourbons out there, Chris, in that $30 price point range.
Oh, that is amazing.
It's like the new Meatball. Everybody must drink.
That's right. Everybody must drink. And where's my gal Meatball? We had to book her for the show.
Everybody must eat.
I wonder how she's doing these days.
She's on probation.
Yeah.
Chris is the best.
Yeah, boy, Chris. The hell with politics and pints. Chris just went with the pints.
Pints. That's true.
Yeah, that's all he cares about.
Point.
All right. We'll come back. We'll get our winner. We've got a big three. You're going to get the Trump story, and you're also going to get the University of Oregon story before we get up on out of here and toss it over to Dawn Stensland, who's got a word right now for What a Crock.
Yeah, because it's cooler weather moving through, and that means it's time to take out my... But as you know, life is so hectic. It can be difficult to find time to make that home-cooked meal for your family from scratch every single day. And that's why I'm so thankful to have WhatACrock.com this fall. They have saved me. Over the past, I would say, 10 days, 3-4 times I've turned to WhatACrock to help me out. Just plop one of their meals right into my slow cooker in the morning, go about my day. And when we come home for dinner, it's simmering, smells so good. And by the way, there's zero prep time. That's what I love about it. Unlike a lot of those meal kit companies, there's no chopping, no none of that. It's just drop it in the slow cooker, seriously, and you're one and done, and cleanup is so easy as well. So some of my favorite meals I've talked about, I think we're going to do one of the barbecue, maybe the pulled chicken. The kids really love that one, the pulled chicken barbecue. But, oh, my goodness, all the beef stews, the chicken pot pie, it's so delicious. Here's the thing. There's no subscription, no commitment required. You just order what you want when you want it. And What a Crock meals, I always say this is a great gift to send. Maybe somebody who's just really stressed out, needs a little help. college kids, new parents, makes a great gift. Just use promo code WPHT at checkout. You get $10 off for your first order. Whatacrock.com, code WPHT for $10 off your first order. Whatacrock, dinner made easy. Order now at Whatacrock.com. Tell them Dawn sent you.
This is the Kale and Company podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and on the free Odyssey app.
Let's go to Huntington Valley. The victory is nice, but it's time to get to work, says Bob, and he's with us this morning. Hello, Bob.
Hey, how you doing, Gates? Listen, this is like a Super Bowl win for the Eagles. Everybody's a fan on the winning day, but then they go and put their jerseys back into the closet and they disappear until the next adventure.
Yep.
I need everybody that's on the radio that is not registered as a Republican to go to VA Voter Services website to change their registration. It only takes 2 or 3 minutes, and change it to an R. And that's a simple thing. If they see, 100,000 people changing their party, maybe these people will get a message.
Yeah,
there.
And especially, too, once you start to put some of these policies in play and they become effective and things change with crime or with the economy, I think you're going to see that continue to happen. And I think there's a lot of people, and Bob, thanks so much for the call, that'll see, the Elon Musks, the Tulsi Gabbards, the Bobby Kennedys, and if they didn't do it this time leading up to the election and register to vote, that they'll do that here in the next, hopefully, 6 to 9 months, maybe by the end of year one. And it'll be interesting to see what the registration numbers look like as we approach, the midway point of Trump's second term and things like that. Speaking of Trump, we've been teasing this for like 3.5 days. So let's pay it off. Greg Stocker, you want to tee this one up?
What's on the cut sheet?
I do. Sponsored by Budget Blinds. All right, let's go to cut 12 here, Phil. Thank you. So I think the campaign released this. I'm not sure. But we had a conversation on the show weeks ago, maybe months ago, about if Trump actually does his own tweeting. If he's sitting there with a cell phone and he's tweeting.
Yeah.
And this, it was all kind of laid out in this clip. By the way, if you want to see the visual of it, go to YouTube, youtube.com/at1210WPHD, because it really is something to see. You see a bunch of, Trump and, a bunch of his, inner circle mm-hmm. in a room. They're watching the RNC. So this was back in, or the DNC, excuse me. This was back in August.
Yep.
They're watching the DNC, and they're tweeting in real time, and it shows you how it all goes down, and it's really something to see.
That's right.
YouTube.com/at1210WPHD. Go over there if you want to see it, but Nick will describe it if you don't, if you can't get over there. Go, Phil.
Thank you.
Big screen television.
Thank you.
They're watching on Fox.
Thank you.
Big dining room table.
Oh, my God.
Is she 10
crazy?
People.
Is she crazy?
Trump drinking
Thank
a Coke?
Wow. Thank you so very much. Thank you, everyone. Thank you, everyone. Thank you.
Oh, too many thank you.
It's about 20.
I've there must be 35.
And
California.
Yep.
Unshakable dream.
Typing it up.
To be
too many thank yous, thank yous.
How many people are watching?
At home, can we tell how many, Dan? How many people are watching?
She's talking about how great San Francisco was before she destroyed it. A lot of talk about childhood. We've got to get to
he's dictating.
Literally his own mm-hmm. stenographer.
Inflation
yep.
and crime.
It's a social media stenographer.
The things of which she complains. The things of which she complains.
Of which she complains. In many ways, Donald Trump is an unserious man.
Oh. You hear that, Phil? It's great, right?
All gathered around the table.
Ready? These prosecutions were all scattered by her and yep. Biden against their political opponents.
Yep. Keep typing. Hit the send button.
Get that out right away.
Get the cut right away.
She paid and raised bail. She paid bail. To get the violent
Gates
rioters in Minnesota
Gabbard.
Out of jail.
Another guy squatting down with an iPhone.
Put it in there. Put it right
Let's
in with
that
stuff, huh?
Yep.
With that post, yeah.
He would use the immense
yeah.
power.
You could do it either that or separate.
They yeah. were lies. Lying about the Project 2025.
Capital letters.
Oh, lying against Project 25, which she knows, and so do all Democrats. that I have not, that I have absolutely nothing to do with.
She says we all know that term.
Look at this.
I can type that fast.
That's how the machine operates, folks.
Literally, his own stenographer.
Yes, yeah. Right. That's
amazing.
That's the same setup I have at home. At night when I'm tweeting or I'm watching football or tweeting about a debate. Yeah,
yeah. Which is both my wife good is, and dangerous.
Yeah, my wife is typing. I'm speaking. Olivia and Mia are gathered around the table. You know, they're making sure the grammar's good. I'm using run and ran in the right context. Trump and I are a lot alike.
So that puts an end to the question of if he actually tweets or not. He doesn't actually do it, mm-hmm. but he's dictating it to.
Yeah.
That's Caroline Leavitt, right?
No, Donald? I don't think that's her.
I don't think that is Caroline.
No. I think it's a different beautiful blonde.
That's not Caroline?
I don't think so. It doesn't look like her, no.
Now I got to look back.
It's close, right?
Yeah. Is that
Caroline? Boy, Trump has this look type, back. Does he not?
Can you not have... Like, but sitting around in there, it's like Matt Gaetz, Tulsi Gabbard, they're all Jason Miller. Like, they're all just...
And the amazing thing about it is... When you see the posts, whether they're on Truth or X, you can hear him saying it, and now you know why you can hear him say it. They even get the punctuation, the grammar, everything.
Well, the first one that blonde lady tweeted, she wrote it, and he looked at it and said, "Yeah, that's fine.
That's good.
It.
Yeah. Yep. Hit post. Go ahead.
Hit post.
Yep.
It's amazing.
Exactly.
Definitely not Caroline. You know, I rewound. This is a great feature of the YouTube. You can. I rewound it too much to that lady shaving her head. And I went,
you're back in like the third hour. You went back to the 8 o'clock hour.
It just zoomed back too fast. I was like, my gosh.
Actually, they're asking us to run it again. So
Run it again.
Why don't we run it again and then we'll go into break and come back and do our picks? Okay.
Yeah, that's right.
And we'll do it without any commentary. Is that cool, Kale?
Yeah, we'll do it live.
Okay, we'll do it live.
Don't write it.
It's up.
Yeah, we'll do it live.
Do it live. We have to get that fixed. I'm sorry. Okay, run it back, Phil.
Thank you. Oh, my God. Is she crazy?
Thank you.
Wow.
Thank you so very much. Thank you, everyone. Thank you.
Oh, too many thank yous. About 20. There must be 35.
She's traveling from India to California with an unshakable dream to be the scientist.
How many people are watching?
At home. Can we tell how many, Dan? How many people are watching?
She's talking about how great San Francisco was before she destroyed it. A lot of talk about childhood. We've got to get to the border. Inflation and crime. Cindy's app. The things of which she complains. The things of which she complains. Of which she complains.
In many ways, Donald Trump is an unserious man.
Oh. You hear that, Phil? It's great, right? Ready? These prosecutions were all started by her and Biden against their political opponents. Me. Get that out right away. She paid and raised bail. She paid bail to get the violent rioters in Minnesota out of jail. Put it in there. Put it right in with the stuff, huh?
With that hook,
But you could do it either that or separate.
They were lying about the Project 2025.
Oh, lying against Project 25, which she knows, and so do all Democrats, that I have that I have absolutely nothing to do with.
She says we all know that's from terminal.
It's Kale and Company on demand from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the free Odyssey app.
We will get to our McCausland Eagles locks of the week coming up in a moment, as well as what's on tap for the Dawn Show. But right now, the man is right across from me in studio. I get to hear the today 3 feet away from me. It's very different than hearing it just through the headphones behind the other side of the wall. Ladies and gentlemen, Phil Almquist with Today in Music History.
What happened on this day in music history? Music History on Kale & Company.
Friday, November 8th, we celebrate the birthday of Bonnie Raitt, who's 75,
Alan Frew from Glass Tiger, who's 68, and Jack Osborne, Ozzy's son, who's now 39. Heavenly birthday shout-outs to Minnie Riperton and Don Murray from the Turtles. Sing of the Coup, Janie's Got a Gun by Aerosmith in 89. Love Hurts by Nazareth in 74. And by the way, can we get classic rock stations to actually play something other than Love Hurts by Nazareth? Because they have such a huge catalog. Stairway to Heaven by Led Zeppelin in 71. And You're So Vain by Carly Simon in 72. Album of the Coup, Sheer Heart Attack by Queen in 74. Ace of Spades by Motorhead in 80.
Yeah.
Iron Maiden's Live at Donington in 93. And Led Zeppelin 4. In 71. Also in 2008, AC/DC was atop the album chart with Black Ice. In 75, David Bowie made his U.S. TV debut on the Cher show.
Oh.
In 86, Metallica played their first show with Jason Newsted. In 77, Susie Quattro makes her first of seven appearances on Happy Days as Leather Tuscadero. And in 57, Elvis's movie Jailhouse Rock opens in theaters. But lastly, since this is election week, on this day in 94, Sonny Bono is elected to the U.S. House of Representatives for the 44th District of California. Poor Kale and Company. I'm Phil Hubquist.
You're not getting that anywhere else, folks.
Nope.
It's just amazing. It's amazing work.
Yeah, by the way, it's a low-energy classic rock station. You're 100% right.
All of them are.
All right, let's make some picks.
Oh, wait, yeah.
Football time. Eagles and Cowboys. Rivalry renewed. Our McCaws and Lock and Alarm picks of the week. Our locks of the week. With business owners, well, they count on McCausland Lock and Alarm to secure and control access to their facilities, featuring top-of-the-line equipment, industry-leading customer service, and owner Tom McCausland's wealth of experience. McCausland Lock and Alarm, securing your business, securing your future. Business not good for the Cowboys right now, and their future doesn't look too bright. The Eagles, 7-point road favorites, the over-under 43.5. Dak Prescott is out. The Cowboys are playing a backup quarterback with a lame duck head coach. I will take the Eagles minus the 7 and the under 43.5. My only concern is that the Eagles play a little bit below their ability because they know Dallas is without Dak Prescott, but they still cover. Give me the Birds 23 and the Cowgirls 13.
So what did you say, 23?
13.
13?
Birds by a 10 spot.
Yeah, I always pick the Eagles. I think Eagles are going to win.
Always pick the Eagles.
I do. I always pick them.
I know you do.
The Eagles!
So sometimes I'm right, sometimes I'm wrong.
Yeah, maybe always. I mean,
I'm looking at the injury list.
I mean, Dak Prescott's out, so.
Yeah. Phil Lomquist will be playing quarterback for the Jets.
Yeah.
I'll be in Phoenix, though.
So. Oh, God.
I don't know. I'm... Greg, you go.
You haven't missed yet. You nailed McCormick. You nailed Trump.
I know.
Just throw a number. You're guaranteed to be right. You're hot right now.
Jordan Mailata is my lucky charm, and he's injured.
All right. Do you want me to go?
Yeah, you
I'll go.
Dawn wants to
go.
I told her
she was going to be next. She's like, I'll be ready.
Don't worry.
Dawn's looking over the 53-man roster.
This is like, I always want to order last at the restaurant.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I'm still deciding. And are you guys ready? No.
And you're still going to order the chicken parm anyway. It's outrageous.
All right. I don't think the Eagles are going to cover. I do think they're going to win, but I don't think I would take the Cowboys plus 7 on this, but I do think that they're going to win. I think it's going to be 24-21.
Okay.
Eagles, by the way.
Dawn, do you still need time? We can let Phil go if you want.
I can go.
Yeah, Phil, what do you... Phil's hoping the Jets win.
Let it rip, Ferrari.
Well, that's true, but I think the Eagles crush Dallas. Dallas has major problems. You said 23-13,
yes,
believe.
Yes.
I'm going 32-13, and the reason it's not 34 is because Nick Sirianni is going to go for two twice and fail, which is why I'm taking 2 points off the 34, but I think they win big.
That's a solid. That's a
great
solid
analysis.
Pick,
yeah. Yeah, fire that guy.
Dawn, are you ready, or would you like to...
Dawn's going chicken parm.
Chicken parm meatballs. I'm going to say it's closer than that because it's still in their house. I'm going to go with last week. I'm going to go with 28-23.
Okay.
28-23.
Yeah.
Dawn saying closer than the experts believe.
That's last week's score.
There we go.
It is last week's. You're exactly right.
There you go.
She took last week's. She ordered the chicken parm.
I did. I can't criticize. She's
and the white bean
right
chili.
Now.
Oh, my God. Yeah, watercrock.com.
There you go.
By the way, this is we pushed it from last week, right? So this is a 40 spot we're doing?
40 spot?
Trump won. You can make it a 400 spot for all I care. I'm getting my money back.
No, we're not doing a 40 spot.
What? We used to have it paid for last time.
No, I donated.
Okay.
You said donate.
This is all going to charity.
She'll take the Cabernet, the chicken parm, and the white bean casserole.
All right.
Thank you. Dawn, what do we got lined up at the top of the hour?
Oh, my gosh.
Are you going to break down the Eagles depth chart?
No.
Thank you, McCausland.
Absolutely not. Thank you, McCausland Lock, for sponsoring us. My horrible pick. So coming up, by the way, Dave McCormick at 11 o'clock in the 11 o'clock hour. He is going to have a victory press conference, even though they're still counting and Casey refuses to concede.
Wow.
So that's going on. So we may take that live in the 11 o'clock hour at some point. I want to go through some of these cases against Trump. There's a ton of breaking news nationally, locally, and we're seeing the fallout with these cases. They all go away, but we'll look through that. 10:30, you're going to meet Pennsylvania's new Republican Attorney General elect, Dave Sunday. So he's going to come on live. We'll talk to Dave and you'll get a sense of having a Republican Attorney General, which is a big deal. At 11 o'clock, as we head into Veterans Day commemorations this weekend and Monday, obviously, in Kale and Company doing a ton next week. It's a don't miss week next week. But we're going to honor a Gold Star family. This is very personal for them as we talk about. I mean, I know some people are drinking early and thinking about Trump's win.
Yeah, Chris Forsythe.
You know, Chris Forsythe, he made my day.
Chris just fell off the couch.
Oh, my God.
But the truth is that for this one, for many Gold Star families, Trump's victory means that Trump, they know, will keep a promise that was made here in Pennsylvania to these Gold Star families. You're going to hear from one family and what this means for them with their son when he was killed. We'll talk about that. Has to deal with SEAL Team 6.
Mm-hmm.
And so Charlie Strange, the Strange family with the Michael Strange, obviously, Foundation, joining us for a somber moment as to what this Trump victory means.
Yeah.
So much coming up for you.
Okay. We got a lot of Daves these days. Dave Sunday, Dave McCormick. By the way, since Casey hasn't conceded, can we officially label him a threat to democracy?
Oh.
Is he undermining the democratic process in this country?
How about that?
I'm just asking the questions that I know the mainstream media will not ask. But everybody, have a great rest of your day. Stay tuned. Dawn is up next. Yeah. Enjoy
and
your weekend.
YouTube.
And on YouTube. Yes. Go Eagles. And for all of you that voted for Kamala Harris, enjoy your weekend. I will enjoy your tears.
Sick of you. I'm sick of all of this I'm done with it.
Bye.
Start your day with Kale and Company. Weekday mornings 6 till 10 on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and the free Odyssey app.